I'm Kathleen Holt. My grandfather was born in 1892, one of eight children raised by a widowed mother in hard times. He hung out at the depot where the station master taught him telegraphy, leading to a life spent with the UP under the tick-tock of a clock against the staccato clack of telegraph messages, Morse code. In June of 1918, my grandfather left his job with the Union Pacific to join the American Expeditionary Forces in France. He was 26 years old, Company C of the 104th. We know much of this because my grandfather kept a small pocket diary. What strikes one reading the diary is, well, the banality of the days. I expected, reading War Horse, tales of horrors, sloshy battles under terrible conditions, but many of the entries were less like that and more like this. September 13, 1918, rolled packs and started to Bourbon, hiked in the rain with rifles only. Packs went on trucks. Or this entry, a month after the armistice was signed. December 25, 1918, Christmas Day. Everybody happy. Plenty of good eats for dinner. Cigarettes, cigar, and a pound of candy. It is true that as a signalman, my grandfather's position would have been behind the line or tucked down in a trench. Another soldier was required to belly crawl onto the battlefield, carrying a strand of wire until connections could be established, until my grandfather's rapid staccato could convey orders. But he didn't detail battles. He did mention on Sunday, November 3, 1918, taking a truck to España where he saw the first effects of an air raid. But most days were marching, preparing inspections, including inspections for cooties dropped casually. It seemed he was there to clean up, to clear streets, and when he wasn't on duty, he toured, sending back packets of picture postcards in letters, which he documented in his diary. He stayed over in Europe after the war, and there is a photograph someplace of him on a motorcycle that leaves us all wishing we'd known him better. War Horse helped me fill in the blanks. Imagine the world into which my grandfather traveled, passing the Statue of Liberty about 9:30 a.m. on August 24, 1918, awaking in sight of land on September 4th, Liverpool, Southampton, Le Havre. On September 11th, he drew his gas mask and his steel helmet and pistol belt on September 16th. Obviously, my grandfather returned from foreign shores, his only crossing memories in a life then spent in the Midwest. Thank you, Michael Merpogo, for helping me understand my heritage, my family story. I'll leave you as my grandfather left many of those he telegraphed or wrote. Initials only, a pretext, pre-tweet world. B, C, N, U. I'm Kathleen Holt of Cimarron, Kansas, for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million.